And Samson was laughing so hard. They were all laughing so hard about it. But she said she was going to get a fake tattoo and put on her arm called Bad Mama. And brother Massa said, "Wait till I get home and tell my daughter." Said Mrs. Ryman, "Just got a tattoo. You know, messing around." All right, let's go to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. We'll try to I ain't gonna say it. It's already 5 minutes to 8. On the angel of the church of Sardis, we covered all this last time, and he tells them to repent. And he says about Sardis means, red ones being persecuted. And this time period is from 1,000 to 1,500. And some great, great men that was in this time period, but they suffered. But then the Lord tells them in verse 3 to repent. Remember, therefore, which thou hast been received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The Lord says they haven't defiled their garments. And the Bible, Paul said this. He said that I might present it a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle. Paul wants to be able to present the church to Jesus Christ, not having spot nor wrinkle. And Paul was written to the church, and he's the apostle to the church. He wrote the 13 books of the to the church, the Pauline epistles. And he said, I want to present it. That's why the Word of God is supposed to help you get clean. And that's what you're supposed to stay clean. And like I said last week, I talked about this last week, when a person teaches that you don't have to confess your sin and you don't need to confess anything and you don't get clean. And then the Lord's Supper, when you take the Lord's Supper and you don't pray and then you take it unworthily, then you bring damnation upon yourself. But here, this church he's writing to, and you got to remember, there's these seven churches future, time period, 1,000 to 1,500, and in the past, there were seven churches in Asia Minor. And he says, talking about this church, he says, for thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white. They are worthy. And he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment, and I will not blot out his name. We talk about that, blotting out his name out of the book of life. And Brother Ron brought up, there's a difference between the book of life and the Lamb's book of life. There is. The Lamb's book of life is where you're written in. You're in the Lamb's book of life. The book of life is just people being born. And Revelation chapter 22, look at this. Revelation 22, and 21. Revelation 21. Revelation 21, I believe this. It says in verse 1, he says, I saw a new heaven, new earth, and the first earth, heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So the New Jerusalem is the honeymoon suite for the church. That's what New Jerusalem is. And it's not like you would think a physical sense of a man and a woman, but we become one with Jesus Christ. We're part of him. He's part of us. We're part of him. We're the sons of God. And that's the honeymoon suite for his church, his bride. Because he gets married in chapter 20. 19, he gets married to the church. That's us. And so the honeymoon suite is touching, coming down to the earth over top of Jerusalem. It's right there, and it tells you how big it is. It's huge. You're talking about a UFO, brother. That thing looked like a big old UFO. And verse 3, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And look at this, verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no near sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I shall be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, and so on. And look at verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. See that thing? Holy Jerusalem coming down, descending from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like onto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear and crystal. It had walls great and high. So this thing is 1,500 miles deep, 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles wide, and has mansions for his children. But the Bible says he shall wipe away all tears. I believe when the Lord wipes away, he's going to come up and wipe away all your tears that you went through. He's going to wipe away the memory of all your lost loved ones that you just watched get cast into hell. Revelation chapter 20. Look at Revelation 20. Verse 12, or actually 11. I saw a great white throne, him that sat upon it, from whose face earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them, no place for the earth in the heaven. It fled away. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. Notice it says books. So there's other books there. Now, you're not judged here. You're not here. You're there, but you're not judged there. You have already been judged. You're already been judged. You're standing with God behind the throne. You're standing with him. And these people are coming up before him. These are people that went through the tribulation, went through the millennium and all that. And you're standing with God, and you're watching these people come up, and they're going to be descendants, our loved ones and descendants. And you're going to know it. And that's why you say, why is it so important about witnessing to your family? You want to see them saved. You don't want to see them die and go to hell. Because not only will you know it here, but you'll see them again. You will see them again. And you'll be up in the ranks of the sons of God and the glory of God, and you'll be there, millions of people, and your loved ones will point up and say, they never told me. They didn't live. They didn't. How come they get to be there? And I don't. Can you imagine that? You're in the ranks behind God, and they're singing the choir and all that, and your loved one comes up and says, why didn't you tell me? Amen. White throne judgment. Why didn't you tell me? You're going to be weeping. God's going to wipe away all tears. Look at this, verse 12. I saw the dead and small and great stand before God, and the books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. You say, is this real? Is this real? Is it really going to happen? Yeah, this is not the fantasy. This is not the animated cartoon. This is real. This is going to happen. Once you realize that and you get that in your mind, this is really going to happen. Amen. It changed your thinking, changed your way of living. Right. Amen. It'll change your attitude towards people. Yeah. This is really going to happen. And the sea gave up the dead. Look at verse 13. We're in it. Death and hell were delivered up to the dead, which were in them. Because if your loved ones went to hell, hell's brought up, death brought up with it, and they're judged, and then they get cast in the lake of fire. Like I've always said, hell is like the county prison or county jail. And whenever somebody goes, I've been in many county jails, and whenever somebody went to county jail, you were there until you went before the judge. And when you went before the judge, then you were sentenced. And usually you weren't sentenced to go back to the county jail, you were sentenced to the main prison. And the main prison is the lake of fire. And the sea gave up the dead. That's why I tell people, I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you say when I'm preaching. I don't care if you like it or not. I got to stand before him. And there people hate my guts over it. There's people that hate my guts for preaching. And I do care. I want to see him saved. But I got to give account to him. Am I worried about a paycheck? I'm not worried about that. God's taking care of me. This church has been good to me. I try to be good to this church. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. You know what? You know what's crazy? There's a lot of people, I've told this story. I said, I've known a lot of pastors that said, I hate my people. I said, what are you doing pastoring? Amen. You hate your people. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're supposed to love people. Amen. Then you got people who want to tell you how to run it, and they've never done anything in their life. They've never had the responsibility of anything, but they know how to do it. Oh, they want to tell you exactly where you need to do it. They haven't done nothing themselves. And they won't do nothing. That's what gets you. And I told that pastor and I told Jeremiah, I said, there's going to be people come tell you how you need all to do this. And I said, don't be a fool. You can take wisdom and get wisdom from people and take advice from people. And if it's good advice, but then there's going to be people just want to see you fall. There's going to be people just want to see you fail. And they'll just do anything they can to stop you. Think about Judas walking around with Jesus. Judas did everything he could to try to stop Jesus, but privately. And the Lord knows that. That's why I don't worry about that stuff. I know God knows, and the Lord knows how to deal with it. He'll take care of it. I just trust him. I know he can take care of it. The sea gave up the dead were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in it, in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. So all this stuff that we deal with, we think it's so big and it's so important, and it occupies our mind, it takes full control of our lives and of our thinking. It ain't gonna mount to a hill of beans. It ain't gonna mean nothing. This is the big game. Sunday when the Eagles play, Redskins play, all that ain't the game. That ain't the big. This ain't a game either, but it's just that ain't that. I enjoy it. I like it. But that's not that important. God wipe away all tears. And when you see your loved ones and your friends and your relatives, I wrote down a little note here. No longer will the soil of the earth be moistened by the showers of human tears. No longer. You think about how many tears have been shed. Everything that breaks the heart of man, I wrote down, everything that breaks the heart of man will be no more. Everything that breaks your heart won't be around no more. It'll be gone. New life. When I got saved, when you got saved, we got in on something big, man. And once you get a hold of that, you start getting a hold of that thing. That's when Paul got that revelation. He got up there, and man, he come back like a raving maniac. When he got the revelation, he saw heaven. He saw Jesus Christ and all that. He saw that stuff. He went, whew, Lord, let me stay here. I want to stay here. And he goes, no, you got to go back. He went back. He didn't care what they said. He cared about people, though. You better care about people. I've heard men say, the ministry would be great if it wasn't for the people, but that's who you're supposed to be ministering to, people. All right, we'll stop right there. We never even got started. Lord, never even got started.